This week's episode of the FakeCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com, BlackStarLabs.com, and by RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. On this week's episode of the FakeCast, we dive right back into the mailbag with questions about branched-chain amino acids, when too much foam rolling can become a problem, and also we have a nice roundtable discussion on what's been in our iPod lately, new music that you can use in the gym. Well, welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast, episode number 69. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me this week is the fan favorite Jimmy Smith of JimmySmithTraining.com, and also you can check out his blog at JimmySmithTraining.blogspot.com. How's it going, Jimmy?
It's going well, Kev. How are you? How's everything? I'm watching the Dallas just scored.
So oh, my God.
Hopefully the Pats will lose today. I'm good, you know. Keith, how are you? Did your Eagles win today, buddy?
Yeah, they did. It was a sad win, but they definitely won.
That's Keith Scott, KeithScottTraining.com, and KE45Scott.wordpress.net.
No, you got it wrong, but you're close.
Well, we have the links in the show notes for everyone to check out. We have a nice new formatting section, so you can find everyone's website and everyone's blog. So make sure to check that out after you listen to the show, or maybe you already have. But let's just quickly talk about what's going to be on the show this week. We really don't have any FitCast news or topics, so we're going to jump right into the mailbag. And also, we have a roundtable discussion where we're going to be talking about what we've been listening to lately for music at the gym, because I know I'm someone that's always looking for new music to throw on my iPod because I get bored of the same 20 songs listening to them over and over again. We actually got a question from the listener out there who was asking us for my suggestions, but I thought we should just blow it up and make it into a roundtable discussion. We did it a couple months ago, and I think this is something we'll do every 6 months or so, just to see what everyone's listening to, what's new, and maybe what's old that they're listening to as well. So I think we should jump right into it. I mean, for FitCast news, I just want to quickly mention that from now on, we're just going to have two articles on the FitCast.com per week on Tuesdays and on Fridays. Basically because we've been all so busy and swamped that this is just a lot easier to manage, just doing an article every 2 weeks. It's a lot easier than doing one every week. So that's how we're going to do it from now on. But without further ado, let's just jump right into the mailbag. All right, welcome to the mailbag section this week. First off, we're going to jump into a question that comes from Adam Ripa. I have extremely tight hips, and I've recently discovered proper foam rolling and soft tissue work to loosen that up. After my first squat session, after rolling my hips, I was sore a bit more in my hip flexors, and I noticed some form changes. For some reason, my knees started caving in. So my question is, now that my hips are loose, are there any other specific areas that may need a little extra attention? And are there any corrective actions you'd recommend to fix my knees caving in? And here's another question, but let's just address this question first. And Keith, we'll throw it off to you first.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specifics because I haven't had a chance to talk to this person. But, you know, I've seen things like this happen before. Sometimes you can overdo the foam rolling. Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of times you can overdo it. And basically what it sounds like happened is his lateral stabilizers and some of his glute muscles are kind of just shutting off. They're getting a little too loose. And they need to stabilize, and they need to, you know, one of the things we address when we do things like glute work specifically and things like that are to trying to get the muscle to activate, and you can almost overdo it and deactivate the muscle. It's almost like going and getting a hardcore massage or active release and then saying go squat. And I don't always recommend foam rolling right before you squat, especially if your technique's not perfect. So I'm guessing he overdid it a little bit, and you know, when he's asking for more things to do, sometimes less is better, And in this case, I would just say, you know, if he wants to, what I do before I squat my athletes is I have them do some band walks and some glute activation first, because that's more important, and that's probably why his knees are caving in the first place, because his glutes aren't firing, his you know, the lateral hip stabilizers and things aren't working the right way. So I would start there, and then do all the foam rolling when he's done. And that's typically how I would do it, and you shouldn't see those types of problems.
So, Jim, not doing any foam rolling at all for the lower body?
No, I don't mean that at all.
I mean just before they squat.
I always save that stuff for after. I'm not saying you can't do it during. I have foam roll people and do those things before, but that's just special cases when people are so jacked up and have a lot of major issues in there that they have to do that. But typically, most people, you know, something done at the end, because it is, first of all, it's painful. For a lot of people, and you really don't want to start that pain cycle right in the middle of your workout. But for most people, they can wait until they're...
Well, Jimmy, what's your take on the subject?
I kind of agree with what Keith said. You know, I really agree with him. It's just the listener didn't say how long he's been foam rolling for. So like Keith said, a lot of people overdo it with the foam rolling. They'll overdo it with like a dynamic warm-up. They'll overdo it with a static stretching. And that's going to cause compensation. That's not just going to clean up problems, right? In terms of, you know, the knee pain and his knee buckling in, I don't really know if that has anything to do with his hardcore foam rolling. I don't know if it's going to open him up that much. You know, if he gets like a deep tissue massage, acupuncture, ART, that'll be more likely to open him up and make his knee cave in and totally change his biomechanical movements. In terms of the knee, though, and the knee pain, I'd have to look at his adductor. His adductors. I mean, this is a general recommendation. You have to get your hands on the person you have to see. But, you know, if his knee's caving in, his adductor is going to be tight. It's going to pull him into adduction with every step he takes. So under his center of gravity, he'll create more medial torque in the knee. That's why you see so much medial knee issues. And people will say, one of my aunts was saying the other day, you know, I've been in the treadmill and now my knee hurts on the inside. And that's why it's such a... such a prevalent injury that people have in athletics or not. So my suggestions would just be, like he said, before you squat, before you do any type of work, do your glute medius work, do your glute max work, work your clams, your straight leg abductions, play with some internal rotation of your hips, things like that. Just get your glute medius firing and, you know, do some stuff like that, you know, press out against bands. Is there anything to get your glutes to fire? And that combined with some stretching of the adductors and some foam rolling and, you know, issues like that, you know, you should be fine.
Keith, something I want to throw back to you, and something that Jimmy touched on or agreed with as well, is that some people are just doing too much foam rolling, or their warm up might be just too intense. How do you know when too much is too much?
Well, I think you can never know quantitatively when you're doing too much. I mean, you can't say, well, this is the point. I mean, when people come to me and they tell me what they're doing, and then as soon as they say, well, I'm foam rolling, I ask them, well, how much are you foam rolling? And a lot of people say, well, I'm doing it for 15 minutes before, 15 minutes after. And usually once I hear that, I tell them, you know, that's a little bit of an overkill. People have been training for years without ever picking up a foam roller and doing just fine. I'm not saying that foam rolling isn't important. What I'm saying is sometimes, you know, like Jimmy just said, and I said before that, we overdo it with this stuff because we read an article or we see that certain people are doing it. So, you know, everybody thinks they have to go out and buy a foam roller and foam roll every single day. You know, one of the things Jimmy touched upon with the knee pain right there, that sometimes a lot of times there's a relationship between, you know, if you shut off one muscle group, the opposite muscle group or the antagonist muscle group is going to turn on a little more. And when that happens, that can cause an imbalance, that can cause the knee buckling, that can cause pain. So you have to be very careful when you do those things. So how do you know when too much is too much? I think this guy found it. When all of a sudden his biomechanics changed so much that his knees are buckling, then, you know, it's probably too much. But at the same time, I have to agree with Jimmy. We don't know for sure if that's what's causing it. You know, I don't know if that's the direct relationship, but based on his email, it seems to be that. If that's all he's been doing is foam rolling, then all of a sudden things are going haywire, then I would blame the foam rolling at first. So I just think that, you know, if you were having issues and the foam rolling correctly...
All right, well...
Yeah, I mean, I'll just pick up right there, Kev, where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing is when you add something new to your program, you can't keep adding. You have to take stuff away as well,
mm-hmm.
Or else you just continually, even if it's, you know, foam rolling, which we all love and know is great, if you keep adding something in, eventually something's going wrong. You have to take away. We hear that foam rolling is great, and everybody jumps on a bandwagon. And, you know, like he said, reciprocal inhibition. I mean, it's one of the more common things among trainers they learn when they first get into the field. But muscles work in antagonistic and synergistic relationships. And if your adductors are going to be a direct antagonist of your glute medius. You know, glute medius does abduction, they do adduction. So one brings the leg in, one brings the leg out to the side. And we're going to have to look there. So we know most people are weak in their knees. You know, again, me and Keith are not trying to generalize. Neither of us have seen even, you know, pictures, because even if, you know, we don't work with the person, we see pictures, you know, we can help them even better than we are now. But most people are going to have the same issues. You know, even people who have relatively strong glutes, if they sit all day, most people will sit in some form of adduction. You know, it's like women. Everybody laughs when I say women are cold-blooded, but it's the truth. Women generally have a lower body temperature, so they end up always shrugging. They always elevate their scapula, and they're always in a shrugged position. That's why women's necks are tighter than men's. I mean, there's just common issues that everybody sees. So that's just kind of to answer that. But if you're going to add something, don't try not to overreact. Foam rolling is great. We love it, but don't overreact and do it too much.
Yeah, pretty much a simple scenario of too much of a good thing. But
Sure, without a doubt.
Yeah, Adam, let us know how that works out, and let us know if just reducing the foam rolling a little bit helps at all. And his second part of his email, he asks, and a non-related question, any tips on improving sleep quality, whether through nutrition, supplementation, or other things? That says thanks a lot. And I think one thing that a lot of us would probably mention is just something like ZMA before bedtime. I know that helps me. It knocks me the hell out before I go to bed. I just take it an hour before my last meal every night. It seems to work pretty well. And also, just some simple things like just having no caffeine within 6 or 8 hours, depending on how sensitive you are to caffeine, six or eight hours before bed. I mean, those are just some simple things. Jimmy, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I'd add a few things to that. Like you said, zinc and magnesium, we know majority of people are going to be deficient in there. You know, that's how Victor Conti made his money, right? So zinc and magnesium.
That's how he made his money?
Initially, I mean, ZMA did sell a lot. You know, regardless of what you think of the man, ZMA did sell a lot.
Well, how do you feel? I mean, I think it was, maybe it was when Joe was on a couple weeks ago, just mentioning about how maybe the studies behind it aren't as justified as many people thought they were.
I think they're justified. I mean, mm-hmm. And I'm just speaking from, you know, my perspective of working with people. I mean, and I've seen more and more. I've seen so many, you know, blood
Page
panels.
Page just scored a touchdown.
I know, I just saw. Okay. I've seen so many blood panels of people that everybody who initially comes in that gets their blood work done, that I, you know, that I see or see their blood work is deficient in zinc and magnesium. I mean, mm-hmm. So I don't really think it's overhyped. Sure, you're going to have a lot of problems in research. You'll see that. You know, there'll be new research on X supplements only done in rats or only done in overweight people, whatever. But with zinc and magnesium, I've seen it enough to know you give someone a simple zinc tally test. They switch the fluid around in their mouth. If they taste like lead, they're deficient in zinc. You know, I mean, like, look, zinc and magnesium, it's a really real problem. But back to the question at hand. Some supplement-wise, you could add 5-HTP, which, you know, is going to cause you to relax. Glycine will cause you to relax, reduce your stress response. Phosphoserine is great, you know. I was just talking with Dr. John Berardi, and, you know, JB, that's a huge supplement of his. I've used that a lot with people, recommended a lot. Phosphoserine just makes people relax. Also, what I will say is you look at your training. A lot of guys, when they I don't know if he's a typical, you know, it's wintertime, so I'm going to get bigger person, but a lot of guys will overdo their training in terms of volume and in terms of intensity and in sessions, and that's going to have an effect. That's going to have an effect on your central nervous system to a certain degree. So what I will say is that just look at your training as well. If you're overdoing your cardio, like you said, how sensitive you are to caffeine. I know myself, I drink about 5 cups of green tea a day. So if I have a cup of green tea now at 6:30 on a Sunday, I'll still sleep like a baby. You also have to look at, you know, carbs. Everybody is so worried about this magical time of 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever, not to eat carbs. Carbs will increase serotonin. You will sleep better. So, Kev?
Yeah. Well, it sounded like you're still in a thought.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Sorry.
Just another thing, I mean, with ZMA, it's something. It's a supplement that's so cheap. It's less than $10 for a month's supply, so it's worth at least giving a shot.
I mean, sure. Like with ZMA though, with zinc, like you said, it's worth just giving a shot. You know, you also have to. It depends on your brand, dude. You know, a lot of people.
Well, I think our audience is going out there and they're sticking with reputable brands like Black Star Labs and BioTest.
And that's
ZMA.
What they should be doing. And also, like, people, depending on the type of zinc you have, right? You may have to take more. You may have to take less. So, mm-hmm.
Well, Keith, do you have anything to add to that question?
Well, I have most of my athletes on ZMA, the ones that have trouble sleeping, and some of my fat loss patients, not patients, some of my fat loss clients, that's a slippage. Some of my fat loss clients have trouble sleeping when we have some monster workouts. They can only get in the gym after 6, 7 o'clock, and, you know, we really rev up their metabolism. So sometimes you have to look at your workout, too, and, you know, how hard you have a real tough training session, you may have trouble sleeping that night. So a lot of it's nutritional. Some of it can also be your kind of training patterns. You have to look some. You know, I've recommended to some of those people train earlier in the day, and it solved the problem. Little things like that can go a long way. But I agree with everything Jimmy said. Some of the supplements that he named, I never really have heard of, to tell you the truth. So I'm going to be asking Jimmy.
Well, obviously, I mean, it wouldn't be the FitCast without connection problems with Keith, but...
Well, I mean, what I will say is I'll just piggyback off of what Keith just said about training and metabolism. If your metabolism is working, you'll be up in the middle of the night. You'll go to bathroom more. Your body temperature will be higher. You'll sweat more. That has issues. I will go back on phosphoserine again, though, because it's not a popular supplement, and I know a lot of people in the industry will say we're over-supplemented, but that's, to me... Phosphoserine is a supplement that you should use with, you know, that's one of the staple supplements, you know. Keith got kicked off, by the way.
Oh, Kev. Thanks. I didn't notice. I wasn't paying attention during my own show. But.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, at least you admitted this time. But, yeah, phosphoserine to me is one of those supplements that everybody should be taking. I mean, you know, with your RALAs, your zinc, magnesium, your B-complex, your vitamin C, your E, your fish oils, phosphoserine is one of those supplements. The only issue is it's a little pricey. You know, it's a little expensive, and... you know, you look at a good brand for, you know, 120 caps is going to run $30-$35. Like, that is expensive, especially considering you have to take 600 milligrams, you know, to get an effect, as proven by research. So the thing with that is I would take it. There has been studies that have shown 300 milligrams will cause people to relax more. I add this to my clients in more when they're trying to lose body fat, because phosphoserine will cause you to relax. Will lower your cortisol, so that will get the, you know, the little area around your belly button, the lower abs, a little further down. Now, I don't want people to jump on it and say, you know, they don't need to be dieting or whatever, but that's just my suggestion for people with phosphoserine, is add that in if they can, you know, 300 milligrams, maybe drop, you know, another supplement or take a little less, because you have to factor in also, we can't keep taking the same amount of anything. We can't keep taking the same amount of B-complexes or zinc and magnesium, so... That's just what I have to say about that. I think I'm trying to stall as much till we get Keith back. So,
no, I think a ton of great information for Adam. So, Adam, I hope those will help out. And again, just play around with it. And again, there's a lot of factors that could play into this. And again, you know, shoot me an email, let me know how that goes as well, and we'll see if we can help you out anymore if we have to. We're still trying to add Keith back on. Skype isn't being our best friend tonight, but we always apologize for that, because for some reason Keith his connection is horrible, and we never seem to be able to keep him on the show. But we'll jump into the next question while I'm still trying to get Keith back on. It actually comes from James Cleary. It's less of a question than more of just an email sending it to us, and I just wanted to comment on it. But the email is, "Hope all is well with you. I wanted to write and say thanks very much to you and the rest of the guys at the FitCast. When I started listening to you, I had always thought of entering the fitness industry, but had no idea where to start or what to focus on. thanks in part to what I've learned by listening to the FitCast, I got my NSCA certification, left my desk job, and I do remember that he used to work for CDW through his email address, and he just accepted his first job as a personal trainer in Chicago. So, also he adds, I'll probably email more than ever with questions for the panel, but just for now, I just wanted to say thanks to all you guys for the great info. Every aspiring fitness pro should check you guys out. And that's from James Cleary, and that's, I guess that's just props for us. For
Well, can I respond to that, Keith?
What I was going to say to James just quickly is that this is the kind of thing that is just really great, and James started listening to us, like, he was one of our first listeners, and he's been on board since the beginning. And it's just great if you can get out of that job that you hate and go into doing something that you love, whether it's working in the fitness industry, whether you want to go like work in the produce department at Shaw's. Like, that's all great. I used to work in produce and I loved it. So, but yeah, what were you gonna add, Jimmy?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, first of all, we love getting those types of emails, you know, and that makes us feel better since, you know, we obviously helped you to a certain degree. And, I mean, look, the fitness industry is going to be whatever you want it to be. I know we talked about this a while back. I'm not trying to jump back into it. But, you know, it can be whatever you want it to be. And, you know, the thing is, put your most effort into it. Like, I talk to new trainers all the time who start new careers, some as old as, you know, 40 years old and get into the fitness industry, and some, you know, 28, 29. Like, it's a great industry to be in, and any aspect of it, you don't just have to be a personal trainer. Like, that's what I'm trying to get across. Is if you want to work with athletes and get in sports performance, whether it's, you know, having a physical therapy type place that Keith has that does it, or working with a professional team, you know, you can do that. If you want to get into the more body composition and work with, you know, models, you can get into that. So, that's just my thing. You know, keep asking away, keep emailing. You know, we'd love to hear it, but you know, first I give you props because not many people will take that next step.
Definitely.
And just a quick bit of advice, a great quote I like from Earl Nightingale, who was like a success coach guru. And the best quote is, you know, if you don't know what to do, don't just do the opposite of what everybody else around you is doing. So if you're, you know, at a gym and it's, you know, put up flyers and try to get as many clients as possible, do something different because that's what separates you right there. I mean, look, when I got into the industry with Keith, you know, got into it, we didn't really know how to get, you know, to whatever level we've gotten to. And, you know, we just, you know, put one foot in front of the other day after day. So that's what I would tell him to do.
Absolutely. And James, keep the questions coming, and hopefully we'll be hearing from you soon, and hope you're doing well. So that's just a great story.
And join the FitCast Facebook group too.
Yeah, I mean, everyone out there should be joining the Facebook group because some good conversations, and if you're in college, there's a lot of hot ladies in that group now. So
if you're in college, why you just gotta be in college?
Well, unless like you want to. You're like 40 or 50 year old guy.
There's older women in there. That's
true. We got Jen and we have Cass, both who which are spoken for, I guess. So I guess that doesn't really count. But
just move on.
All right. Again, we're still trying to add Keith. But what we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break. But you guys aren't even going to know it. Our last email comes from Jesse. He says, I was wondering if you guys could touch on branched-chain amino acid supplementation in one of your future episodes of the FitCast. I've been hesitant because they are expensive. However, I am reducing my caloric intake and would like to preserve as much muscle as possible. How many grams a day would you recommend, and how should this be spread throughout the day? Also, the powder form seems to be cheaper. What should the ratio of leucine, isoleucine, valine be in a quality branched chain amino acid supplement? So and he also says go Red Sox.
So, I'm not answering the question.
Well, Jimmy, actually I was going to shoot this out to you because you're our resident branched chain amino acid guru, and
yes he is.
And first off, just to get a plug in there, Jesse, know that Black Star Labs actually has a fantastic branched chain amino acid powder called ICE, Extreme Formulations ICE, and you can use coupon FIT10 to get 10% off that order. So if you go to blackstarlabs.com, you can order some. And also bodybuilding.com had a like ridiculous sale that Jimmy, how many things have
I got 30. It was extended.
You got 30 of them?
Salvation. No, not 30 of them. Three of them. $30 worth. They had the Extend, which is just a branched chain amino acid glutamine product,
mm-hmm.
For $10 for like I think it was like 300 grams.
Yeah.
And it's flavored. So like I got they had three flavors. And I got all three of them. So $10, $3 to me. That's money well spent. BCAAs, and we'll get into why I love them in a second.
Yeah, I didn't order any because I got plenty of ice and it does me well, but. First off, I mean, should we talk quickly just about powder versus caps? Because I know a lot of companies may do both. Are there any advantages between going with caps or the powder besides just, I guess you could say, just portability of the caps? Especially like before a workout, would it matter if someone took like eight caps or if they had a serving of ice?
What I will say is it the only BCAA pill that I like that's on the market is BioTest. And I know, people will say whatever they want about that, but I like it simply because it's time to release.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to bed, or if I wake up in the middle of the night, by the way, I don't advocate anybody doing. I know people that set their alarm clock and wake up and to have a shake. Like, REM sleep is 1,000% more anabolic than, waking up to have a shake is going to be. What I'll do is, is I'll keep those by my bedside. And have them because they're time release, and I know they're gonna, just go a little slower into my bloodstream, so I'll stay a little anabolic for longer. But other than that, what I will say is that powder all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I love powder. And plus, a lot of times with pills, you're really not getting what they say is in there. There's been a lot of issues recently with one company, who I won't mention what they put in their branched chain amino acids pills. But back to why BCAAs are so good. Multiple reasons. They're most readily oxidized as we fatigue, so during training, during just daily life, the branched chain amino acids are going to be more oxidized. So that's the difference between them and just regular amino acids. A lot of people will just say, what's the difference? That's more or less the quick difference between them. So your body is looking to BCAAs for energy sources, during a low-carb diet or just at any point during the day. When you haven't eaten or whatever. So that's the number one advantage of BCAAs. But also they're going to reduce fatigue, and they're just going to keep you in just an anabolic state longer. I think they're personally more important when you're a low carbohydrate, because if we have carbs in our system, we know carbs are protein sparing. So if we're going with full protein sources, like a shake, I would advocate BCAAs more towards low-carb dieting. But just those reasons alone. A recent study just came out on L-leucine that showed, it drastically decreased insulin resistance. I know a lot of people's comments are, if BCAAs are whatever, they still, spike your blood sugar. Like, that's great, but you know what? I would kind of tell you to save it. Like, I know that's an argument. I know it's true, and I'm not saying it's not. But when you compare that to, the blood spike of, a bad carbohydrate, they don't compare. And for people that say, we have to remember they spike your blood sugar, yes, they do. I'd rather have a blood sugar spike from BCAAs, and especially it's not going to be as bad if, I have it with a fibrous carb or if I have it, with my protein shake. So what I will tell people is it's a 2-1-1 ratio. You should always have about double the leucine, double the L-leucine, then the isoleucine and valine, which are the BCAAs. So, I love them. I take them like candy, and that's why I just said, the product that I bought. I love BCAAs. I think people need to take them. In my opinion, the more is better. I personally take 15 grams during my workout and 15 grams after. And then at another point during the day, I'll have 10 grams. When I'm dieting, I'll sip 10 grams between breakfast and lunch. And between lunch and dinner, I'll sip 10 grams just throughout the course of the day. That's not at one time. That's sip it, put it back in the fridge. And I have all my clients do that too, because it just keeps you in a purely anabolic mode. But I've played with all different. I really didn't get results though till I started going 15, 20, 25 grams of BCAAs. It can get expensive then. You don't necessarily have to do it like that, but that's personally what I found in terms of increasing size and holding on to muscle size when I'm dieting.
Hey, Jimmy, I have a question.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing that much supplementation with the BCAAs, what about when it's already found in your protein powder? I mean, how do you
offset
that?
That's the exact question I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's like a really popular, I guess, argument.
Well, I know a lot of people say that, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm going to get it from my whey protein anyways, it's included. Because I know
it is included. It is included, and you know, when proteins are together, you know, they're obviously going to be better. We don't want to say take the essential.
Patriots scored another touchdown, by the way. They're up 31-24.
I noticed. I mean, I'm not saying people are wrong for saying, you know, yeah, take them. They're already in your protein powder. And again, if it becomes expensive or whatever and you're having your protein powder, that's fine. I just like the addition of branched-chain amino acids. Like, that's going to be my argument to it. I'm not gonna really get too, like, scientific and in-depth with it. I just will say, like, L-leucine is so anti-catabolic. Like, the research is pointing more and more to it's not as much being anabolic as being anti-catabolic, not allowing our body to break down muscle tissue. That, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great if we get in a shake, but if we can have extra, you know, L-leucine or extra BCAAs, we're just gonna be better off. Like, I understand the argument, and if price is an issue and whatever, like, go ahead, go with that recommendation. But I always tell people that that's one of the staple supplements that they need, simply because of the pure, like, anabolic effects of it.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's a popular thing, and I know there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with me, but, you know, that's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Fair enough. Well, before we do jump into the roundtable, we have to quickly mention our sponsors, as I just mentioned before. We'll start off with BlackStarLabs.com. You can get a great branched-chain amino acid supplement there for, I think it's $40, and one of those tubs lasts me about a month. So, and you can save 10% with the code FIT10. That's FIT10. Throw that in the comments section and save 10% on your whole order. So stock up. Also, TurbulenceTraining.com boosts muscle growth and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. You can also check out Craig's TT Members site, which is TTMembers.com, where you can get a new program every single month. And last but not least, RobertsonTrainingSystems.com, high-octane corrective exercise and performance enhancement at RobertsonTrainingSystems.com. Also, you can sign up for his fantastic free newsletter, and he also has a blog there. You can check out Bulletproof Knees, so many great products there. I mean, you can't mention it enough. And Jimmy Smith also has a fantastic newsletter that everyone should sign up for.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you paid me the $50 for the sponsorship this week, so I want to take
it. Oh, did I? Yep. Apparently I didn't know that.
Oh, PayPal. PayPal, send it after the show. All right.
You're so Canadian.
How is that Canadian?
Well, you said BCAAs last you about 3 months. Like, the last time I heard that was when Cassandra called me the other day. So, you know, she said,
we've had Canadians from the show say that I'm not Canadian. So,
well, listen, I know someone Canadian, and, like, she's a good friend of mine, and I'm going to have her listen to the show, and she's not Cassandra, and nor is she any other Canadian that I know. So I'll get her opinion and then come back to you next week. And Keith's girlfriend even said you sound Canadian, so, like, you're wrong.
Is she a really nice person?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, she is.
Okay, makes sense. All right. Well, let's get out of this conundrum and let's jump into the roundtable. All right, we're back for the roundtable, but first Jimmy needs to quickly mention something.
Oh, dude, well, I just wanted to say, no one's going to find this funny, but it's one of those spur-of-the-moment things. Skype has little icons, like when we talk, and Keith has a big gold bling on it, and it's just absolutely hysterical. I mean, I don't know, I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry.
What is it?
It's a big,
I see it.
Big gold
yeah.
bling, like a hanging chain off the Skype logo. Absolutely hilarious.
That's how
I roll.
Yeah.
Dude, that's hysterical.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any ice, though. Where's the ice? Or is there ice on that, too?
Yes. So,
that's what they say for diamonds. Anyways, I know what some people are in our foreign countries, and those who aren't as street as Keith Scott is, they might just not know that. So,
true.
All right, let's jump into the roundtable. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we're just going to really talk about what we've been listening to for music in the gym, because I'm an iPod user, and I like to have the headphones on while I'm at the gym, and likes to especially helps keep me focused, and the stuff that they play in the gym is typically crap, like Aerosmith, so I don't want to hear Aerosmith when I'm lifting. But I mean, we'll just jump in. If you guys just want to, we can go around, and I'll just like mention one, and we'll keep going around instead of just giving our whole list off. But I'm gonna start off, hopefully to one up everyone, with the new Foo Fighters CD, Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. Another fantastic entry by the Foo Fighters. A bunch of great songs in there that you can, at least five or six that are gym worthy. For getting you pumped up before those big lifts, as I guess that would be a good slogan. But yeah, that's mine. How about you, Jimmy? What have you been listening to? Any? Did you get the new Barbara Streisand CD? I know you were looking.
The fact that you know Barbara Streisand has a new CD makes you really much a loser. What I've been listening to in terms of songs, I Get Money remix with Diddy and Jay-Z. I'm a rap guy. I'm a rap and rock kind of guy, so that's where my recommendations are going to be skewed towards. But the I Get Money remix is hot. Jay-Z's verse is hot. He's the first person to integrate like a Michael Vick rap into it. And, in terms of albums, Kanye's album, 50's new album.
That was on my list. I don't know. 50 Cent really disappointed me with this latest album. I know I'm a white boy, but I love 50 Cent and Kanye West.
No,
and
I don't
Kanye
just love
West
rap.
Just
like,
blew
that,
him
I mean,
away.
That's what I'm recently listening to on my iPod and some Shuffle. But I'm also a big fan of... STEM, the group that does the music for the UFC, as Keith will be happy to hear, Public Enemy. You know,
there you go.
I just discovered Public Enemy, you know, the old school classic Public Enemy.
Good boy.
You know, me and Keith had a long talk about this at one time, and I just, went and listened to the old school Public Enemy like that. So, just, I'm all rap, but I, there's sometimes, Kenny Chesney will pop in. I'm kidding.
Oh, God, dude. I'm all rap. I hate country music
ahead,
so much.
I'm old school all the way. I mean, you can't go wrong with Public Enemy. One of my best training mixes is a Public Enemy mix. And, you got things like Welcome to the Terror Dome, Bring the Noise. There's a Bring the Noise, where they go in with Anthrax. There's Don't Believe the Hype, Night of the Living Bassheads. I mean, you can't go wrong with any Public
Enemy. You're right. You can't go wrong with any Public Enemy. And, Keith, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now if you want to continue.
Okay. I think it just fades in and out. I'm with Jimmy. I got the new Jay-Z song, the new 50 Cent song. I listen to a lot of hip-hop. I have a Pearl Jam mix that I listen to, more of their hard stuff. And that's what I've been listening to lately. A lot of Pearl Jam, a lot of Public Enemy, new Jay-Z, new 50. I'll even throw some Timbaland on there.
Yeah.
Well, just continue.
I was gonna ask Keith a question about Public Enemy too, about a Public Enemy song. But yeah,
which one?
The new 50. Which song? Rebel Without a Pause. Do you like that one?
Yes, that's one of their originals. Yeah.
Prophets of Rage, Don't Believe the Hype. Awesome stuff.
Yes, all that. I saw them in concert in back in this early in spring in New York, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. So they're still around. Some of the alternative bands that you might not have heard of, a little Cold War Kids, Kings of Leon, I listened to, LC. Go ahead, what?
I said, nice, I didn't know that's gotten across the United States. It's just on, like, this small radio station that I listen to, they play those bands, so.
Yeah, I saw them this summer in concert, they were pretty good. I love music, I probably love music more than I like this industry, so I'm a little bit warped that way, but... I could go on and on and on, but that's a lot of stuff I've been listening to.
I'm a huge Linkin Park fan. Not their newest album, but
yeah, that's a little
disappointing. Hybrid Theory is. I put that as one of the top five albums of all time.
Reanimation's awesome too. Like, there's some great songs in that.
I'm a huge Fort Minor fan. Mike Shinoda went over, had that other little band. Mm-hmm. The classics, Guns N' Roses. Def Leppard. I'm there.
This just in, Keith Scott is leaving the fitness industry to pursue a career in rap. Confirmed.
That's what happened.
We just got confirmed news.
I'm too old for that.
Hey, Bubba Sparks is kind of old.
Yeah, well,
I don't say you're going to be Bubba Sparks, because that guy is just a little too far from me. All right, You know, I'll just continue again. Mention Kanye West's new CD, Graduation. Fantastic stuff. The new White Stripes CD, Icky Thump.
Yes, very good.
Some pretty good songs on there, and even some of their older stuff. For some reason, I never caught on with the White Stripes until their latest CD, and I went back to some of their older CDs, and there's some great stuff in their catalog. And because I like some emo music, I know, the Jimmy Eat World, the CD is not out yet, but I have the CD, and because you can pre-download it, I guess. Called Chase This Light. Fantastic CD. I'm going to buy it the second it comes out. And also, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but have you heard of Radiohead?
Yeah, Radiohead?
Have I heard of Radiohead? Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Just check.
What's up with that?
All right, well, anyways, Radiohead's new CD is now available online. They're not going through a record company, and this is the deal. You can actually go to their site, and they asked you what you want to pay for the CD. You can pay anything. You cannot pay for the CD, or you can pay $1,000 for the CD. I listened to it. I downloaded it for free. Listened to it. The CD is amazing. It's so good. It blows away. I feel like it blows away some of their older stuff. Like, I just felt like I could listen to it from start to end. And I went back to the website after listening to the CD, gave him my $10. The record industry is kind of screwed right now, because not only them, but also Trent Reznor, his new stuff is now going all independent. He's independent from his label. And I think in the next couple of years, you're going to start seeing a lot of bands leave their labels and start going towards the internet route and just distributing online, because this way they get almost all the money, percentage wise, from selling the music.
I mean, that's a risky move, though. You know, I mean, like,
Radiohead right now, they're doing great with it. Like, some people are literally paid $1,000 for the CD because they thought it was so great that they're doing this. Like, some a website bought one of the CDs for $1,000. You know what? I'm someone that, like, if I'm not gonna buy music unless I really like that band, and like, I wasn't a huge Radiohead fan. I mean, I had some of their older stuff, but just having that choice of saying, you know, we'll give you the music because we trust that if you like this music, you're gonna pay for it, and that's what it did. I thought that was really cool. So
That's cool.
Check that out. You can just go to Radiohead.com and check that out. I think everyone, if you've ever heard a Radiohead song you remotely liked, check it out. Or if you like alternative stuff, I think you'll really like it.
I want to bring up something a little off the music topic. I know you guys aren't Bible and fans per se, but if anybody like in our Facebook group or listens to the show, watch the Mr. Olympia that was online recently for free. You know, I want to know what everybody thought of that. So let's start a topic up on our Facebook group or whatever, or somebody email me with that. But I thought it was pretty cool. Did you guys watch it at all?
I had no clue what was going on.
Yeah, it was free. It was on Vinyl.com, like the entire expo, the entire weekend, the fitness, the figure, the bikini search, obviously the Mr. O was on. And I thought, you know, that Jay should have won. I mean, everybody thought he should have lost. And I know you guys aren't bodybuilding fans, so we won't talk about this. But I know we have some people out there that are. So, you know, hit me up and you know, if you have an opinion on it or whatever. Just wanted to put that out there. Sorry.
Absolutely. And you know, someone broke the bench press record too, right?
Did they? I didn't know. I didn't know that.
No.
It was Tony.
Yeah, that's why he's not here. He's actually celebrating right now. So, I totally forgot. Tony, I really miss you this week. I'm really sad that you weren't able to come on the show. We really miss you, and we hope
and
you're doing all right.
He's dead serious.
And,
he's dead ass.
And Jen, we miss you as well.
But he doesn't miss you as much as Tony, as he misses Tony.
It's equal. I'd say it's pretty close to being the same, but hopefully we'll have Jen back with us next week. She's recouping from something that we'll probably just have her mention next week. We won't bring it up this week, but we
I'm
miss you.
A great video online right now. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kev. I got to send this link to you guys.
Is it fitness related?
Very much so.
Okay.
gotta find it. It's on YouTube. Yeah, I just lost the page. I'm trying to find it. I'll send it to you guys again. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the great thing I like for the YouTube thing, if you ever need to get pumped up for something, is that they have what's that guy's name that's in like the No Explode ads? Who I don't. You probably seen
Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, Ronnie Coleman, and he has this video where he's got his 200-pound dumbbells, and he's just going lightweight, and he just has. He sounds like one of those guys that just like he has a really high pitched voice, and it's kind of interesting to hear. But we just lost Jimmy, and I guess he went to go look for his video. But Keith, do you have anything to add to the music?
Yes, if you want to get something going and you want to get yourself going pretty fast, you can't go wrong with N.W.A.
Mm-hmm,
You can't go wrong with Wu-Tang. Dr. Dre, 187. Download that song right now and listen to it as you're warming up, and you'll have a great training session. It's called 187. Snoop's in it. Dre's in it. It's an insane song. You can't go wrong with Ice Cube. I know I'm mentioning a lot of hip hop, but for you 90s rock and roll guys, you have POD, Rob Zombie. Those are great people to download. Marilyn Manson. There's some good songs in there you can train to as well. So, you know, there's plenty of good music out there. Email me if you want some more playlists, because I have hundreds of them.
I have a great idea, and Keith, I have an idea for an article for you. If you just want to write your your number one playlist, there are like 15 or 20 songs on there of just the essential Keith Scott that you got to have.
Yeah, I can do
for
that.
The gym. I think that would be great, because you mentioned a ton of awesome stuff, and I think it would be great for everyone to just grab it all in one spot.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Not an issue.
Cool. Well, we're gonna pause here for a second. We're gonna try to get Jimmy Smith back, and then we'll finish by wrapping up the show. Okay. Well, Jimmy, is there anything you want to add to the music?
No, because I don't know where the conversation ended. So you know what?
Well, we ended up by having Keith talk about some of his I'm gonna have him write up his like best 15 or 20 songs for his next article, because I think you mentioned a ton of great songs.
I think that's a great idea, and I think that's it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's one of those things that just popped in my head. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Do you have anything to add?
Not a damn thing.
All right. Well, I think we'll wrap up this show, as New England is just trashing on the Dallas Cowboys for everyone in the States right now, and also Europe. Europe, they have NFL in Europe now. So I think we'll get out of here. So for episode number 69, I'm Kevin Larrabee.
I'm Keith Scott.
I'm Jimmy Smith.
And we're going to get out of here. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget to check out thefitcast.com. Check us out on Facebook. And go download some music legally. Legally. We'll see you next time. I don't know what he totally got kicked off Skype, so.
Hey, I'm just downloading that Radiohead thing right now.
Oh, it's so good. It's so
I love
amazing.
Radiohead, and I heard about that, but I totally forgot about it until you reminded me.
You'll be blown away. It's just, Jimmy, what happened? Were you downloading some porn?
Oh, dude, you signed me off. You kicked me out when I wasted.
No, actually, I didn't.
This show discriminates against people who like bodybuilding. Hey, it's damn right what happened.
All right. Do you like that big word, conundrum?
Conundrum. Yeah, where the hell did you get that?
You just read Eric's article, cracking the rotator cuff conundrum. That's how you.
No,
got it.
Actually, it's not. Actually, no, it's not.
It. Hysterical. Can we go back in the show? Because I want to bring that up on the show. Keith Bling.
What are you talking about? He has some naked boy.
No, dude, not he anymore. Doesn't. He is. Go back in the show. I want to bring this up.
What are you going to bring up?
I, hysterical.
Hold on. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 69. I'm Kevin Larrabee. And was that laughing,
sorry.
Jimmy?
Yeah. Sorry. It's gone. Sorry.
Let's do that without the laughing, because I think we'll sound way too childish if we...
I know. I'm sorry.
All right.